Now, historically, some of the people, they used to say that we have to bury this money. At that time it was gold and silver. So we bury it, and when Imam alayhi salam will come, he will take that money out, and that is his right. But then later on, the fuqaha say the burial of such money is wasting the money and will not be used. But then we have to use it in a way that if Imam alayhi salam would have been present, he would have accepted our expenses. They give a clear-cut example for this. They say, now if you have your jacket and it has money in your jacket near the seaside, and then your son, without your knowledge, your son was swimming and he is sinking in the sea. If I, as a foreigner, come and put my hand in your pocket and take money from your jacket and give it to someone and I say, go take this money and save this child, will you agree with that or not? Naturally, you will agree. Though I have used your money without your permission, without your knowledge, but I have used it in such a way that if you were present, you would have agreed with this type of expenses. So you say, now this money belongs to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. He is in occultation. Now, how to spend this money? Then we spend this money in such a way that if he would have been present among us, then he would have spent it the same way. Now, what are these ways? They say for Hawza Almiya, for Tabligh, because these students are studying religion and propagating for Islam. Propagation for Islam is the main concern of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Anything come under this category, no doubt will satisfy Imam Zaman alayhi salam. If he would have been a present, he would have spent his money for propagation of Islam. Now under that comes building Hawza Almiya, giving to the students of the Hawza, giving to ulama who are teachers in the Hawza, giving to ulama who are going abroad for tabligh, giving to ulama who are in different areas and are already doing tabligh, and so on. All things come under this category is one of the main categories where no doubt Imam Zaman alayhi salam will agree to spend his money on this people. The other side, they said anyone comes under this category. Now they say printing books, some of the ulama said yes, some of the ulama said no. Then how far that book is important? It should be very important religious books who will help in propagation of Islam. Not any book, only Islamic book, no. So you need it printed from your own money. If the people need it, the people should buy it and should be printed from money of the people. But only such books which are important for propagation of Islam, then Imam Zaman alayhi salam, naturally if he would have been present among us, then he would not mind to spend the money. While building mosque and Imam Bara, again, not all ulama agrees to build mosque and Imam Bara with money of Khums. Many have restrictions. But they said mosque and Imam Bara is responsibility of the Muslims themselves to build it. They need a mosque, they should build their own mosque, they should build their own imambara and religious centers, Islamic centers. Unless in certain areas where Muslims are in minority, there is danger around them, their money is not sufficient, they don't have too much donors to donate for that. Let us say in Europe, in America, in Africa, in remote areas, where people are really in need of mosque, and mosque is, or Islamic center is a symbol for, or a place for Islamic propagation. In such areas, when it is very necessary, then the Maraja, sometimes they agree and give permission. Otherwise, in a Muslim country where there are so many mosques, and now you need to build a new mosque, when there are other mosques, though they may be little far, and there is no much need, then it might not be allowed to spend Sahm Imam on such places. So that The other category comes is the poor people. Now, if the Mu'mins who are poor, now if Imam Zaman alayhi salam was present and the Mu'min comes and he said, well, I am poor and I needy and I have no money, will Imam give him money or not? Surely Imam will give him. So it is said in satisfying the Sadat and Mu'mineen to give money to poor Sayyid and poor Mu'min from Sahm Imam is allowed, and so on, similar many other things which was mentioned before, like say building bridges for Muslims and so on, many good causes where the Muslim community needs, that is the place. So in general it should be spent where it satisfies Imam Zaman alayhi salam. The only thing he said, probably Imam Zaman will not agree to spend the money without consultation of his representative. The Maraji and the Mujtahideen are the representatives of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and then that is why I say it is ihtiyat or obligatory ihtiyat. One should take permission from the Marja or from a Mujtahid for spending khums. So that is why it is said, some said from Marja and some said from Mujtahid only, not necessarily the Marja, any Mujtahid, because every Mujtahid is Wakil Aam or a general representative of Imam alayhi salam, and he knows the way to spend the money, and being a representative of the Imam alayhi salam, he has authority to spend Sahm Imam. Some say maybe the Marja, according to Ihtiyat, the Marja should be consulted, because Marja represents the center and the main figure in the Ummah. Probably Imam Zaman will not agree unless permission of the Marja to be taken, not any Mujtahid, only the Marja, because Marja, all the Mu'mineen will contact him, and he knows better where the money to be spent and where it is more needy. So some said according to Ihtiyat, not only Mujtahid, but your own Marja should agree with expenses of khums, or it should be given to wakil of your own Marja. So this is the details about spending Sahm Imam.